On today's Piano Jazz, we remember saxophonist Phil Woods, who passed away last year. He was Marion McPartland's guest in 2003.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is the illustrious Phil Woods, whose splendiferous saxophone style is full of excitement, vitality, and he has a gorgeous sound to boot. His presence on the music scene is a constant joy to our ears, and especially it's a constant joy to have you here today, Mr. Woods.
Thank you, Marion. Dear old friend, so nice to see you. I remember sitting in with you at the Hickory House back in... Well, we won't give the date, but we've been knowing each other a long time, and it's a treat to be with you.
Thank you. And you know, talking about the Hickory House, you probably don't remember this, but I hired you once for a New Year's Eve date there.
I remember very well.
Do you? Because I was so sick of noise, and I thought, New Year's Eve, it's going to be so awful. And I remember I said to Joe Morello, it would be nice to hire Phil, because then we won't even notice it's noisy. We'll just have a nice time.
We'll have our own noisemaker right there.
Exactly.
Well, I sat in many's a night there, and it was
a treat with
Joe Morello, who, as you know, we grew up together. So
I know you did.
It was fitting.
And I remember reading somewhere about you guys practicing together, and you went out on a porch, you and probably, I don't know if they got the names right,
Salvador
and Joe Sefcik.
It was actually Chuck Andrus on bass. He used to be with Woody Herman and Hal Serra, the piano player, was with Julie London.
Right.
And Joe, it was my porch on the third floor duplex house. And if you go by that 61 Leet Street and you look up at that porch, the porch is tilted at about a 30-degree angle. We moved the upright piano up there.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
my parents came home from the movies, and they could hear the music all over. But my father said that when he got up the next day, it's a wonder we all didn't die from the piano taking the porch out. Yeah, it was.
And the porch was never fixed, right?
It was never fixed. It was tilted like that up until the last time I was there, which wasn't too long ago. But yeah, we used to jam everywhere. We jammed once on an airport runway. We couldn't get in somewhere, so we pulled our cars up in a circle, and we put the lights on, and we had a jam session on the tarmac. I mean,
you guys really wanted to play.
We were possessed.
I love sitting here and talking, but I'm dying to hear you play something.
Well, I think we ought to play something.
And you've got these great guys with you, Steve Gilmore on bass and Bill Goodwin on drums, and these are your guys.
These are my guys. These are my brothers. We've been together 28 years now. With the Phil Woods Quintet.
And, boy, they can't keep steady job.
Talk about dedication and stick-to-itiveness and friendship and love and all of those good words. Bill and Steve are the personification of that, and I'm real glad you asked me to bring them along on this little sojourn, because I think the listeners are going to enjoy what they hear.
I know they will. I've heard them. I heard them not too long ago, so I'm looking forward to it again.
Well, we can share it with the radio world.
Okay.
Cool.
So what shall we...
Well, I'll grab the little old sax and let's do How About You. Seems like a fitting song.
That is a very good song. I was thinking, I don't know if you remember this, an awful long time ago. You booked a gig in somewhere in New Jersey in the afternoon, and Joe and I were on it. I forget who the bass player was. Might have been Bill Crow.
I think it was.
But it was some typical night spot with neon lights, but it was about like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we all sat up and we were ready and assembled. And you counted off the first tune, and it was like
I was young.
Well, I don't know if I was young, but I was younger. But anyway, I was in shock, and I remember what the tune was. It was
Be My Love, yeah.
Didn't you tend to play that rather rapidly?
Yes, I did. Get it over with.
Well, no, I mean,
I love that song. I'm surprised. I must have been in a funny mood.
But I mean, it was really good, but I was just sort of taken aback, by surprise.
Well, sorry about that.
No, but I mean, it just proved to me that you had all the prime requisites. You were young and strong and aggressive.
I think when we're young, we kind of want to fill the air with notes. It's a natural youthful exuberance in as a young player. I mean, I listen to my old records and I say, God darn, take a breath, you know.
And it's very impressive, though.
It is impressive, but it's more impressive to find one note that means something. Now I'm trying to slow down. Slowing down is that's the art of music, I think. Oh. I mean, playing 16th notes is easy, but it's those whole notes that mean something. I'm still looking
Well, you're
for
doing
it.
A pretty good job with all the various activities that you do in Delaware Water Gap.
Delaware Water Gap is
swinging.
Is where we all live. We're kind of based within the environs of the Gap, which is in the Poconos. And we have the Deerhead Inn there, which is at the legendary pianist Johnny Coates. And the Deerhead Inn has had jazz for well over 50 years.
You know, I heard, I've got the record that you made with John Coates at the Deerhead Inn. But I also heard that the legendary Keith Jarrett show.
Keith Jarrett, which was produced by my drummer Bill Goodwin, as a matter of fact, produced that record. That was done at the Deerhead Inn. Yeah, it's a... Keith Jarrett was hanging out there for years as a kid and was very influenced by Johnny Coates along with a whole lot of other musicians. Herbie Green lives in the area. Al Cohen was in the area. Bob DeRolle, famous guy from Multiplication Rock, lives in the area.
Funny guy.
And my next door neighbor is Wolfgang Knittel, who's the guy that orchestrated the Fantastics, who happens to also be a fantastic piano player and a big jazz fan. So we have nothing but great players.
All right, you're going to have to stop this name-dropping and play something.
Okay.
What do you say to that?
What do we got on our schedule?
How about Sleeping Bee?
Sleeping Bee.
A Sleeping Bee.
A Sleeping Bee.
Yes. Yeah,
Harold Arlen, one of my favorites.
One of mine.
You got it.
One, two, one, two.
Tune was from Flowers of Flowers.
House of Flowers.
And didn't, I know Harold Arlen wrote it, but.
Truman Capote.
Yeah, that's who I was trying to think of. But that's a great tune. It's amazing how some tunes always get played and some get put on the shelf. I can't figure it out, but that's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't done a ballad yet, and I think that would be nice to do.
Let's do a ballad.
If you're in the mood.
I am in the mood for Lover Man by Ram Ramirez. Would that be suitable?
That would be eminently suitable,
Let's
Phil.
Do it. Thank you.
That's such a great tune. Do you pick something like that once in a while to play?
Oh, sure. I go back to the American Songbook. But primarily the thrust of the quintet, it was a quartet and became a quintet. We play songs that nobody else plays. A lot of people play Lover Man, but not many people play Summer Serenade by Benny Carter or We Could Make Such Beautiful Music Together by Sours and Manners. Or,
yeah, that's one I don't even know.
No, these are old show tunes that were never used. How Could I Be Sure?
Yeah, that
by
one
Schwartz.
I know.
How about Strayhorn stuff?
How about?
Stuff like that, yeah, stuff that people
don't normally stars.
Do. I Saw Stars.
I just
wonderful.
Dreamed that one up.
Wonderful.
The other
That's
day.
A great song.
Yeah.
But we try to play something a little different. We actually recorded Miserlou, which is, you know.
Oh,
really,
my goodness.
We did The Duke by the Dave, you know. Brubeck's The Duke.
Now that's one of his people. Great tunes.
We have a whole set from The Miles. We do Springsville by Johnny Carisi. We do Repetition by Neil Hefti.
How about
we do Bohemian After Dark by Oscar Pettiford? Stuff that people don't normally hear. That's right, but you would know it, you old veteran.
But how about, you said Johnny Carisi, how about
Israel? We do that, and we do his arrangement of it.
That's a good one.
It's a wonderful Miles solo written out.
Well, if you want a really obscure tune, I could give you one of mine.
I'd love one of your tunes. I'd love it.
Well, it's got a sort of a pedigree because Johnny Mercer wrote the lyric for it, and Tony Bennett did a record of it years ago. I wish I could get him to sing it now. So that's not a bad idea. I guess
What's the name of it?
Twilight World.
You wouldn't mind... I don't suppose you could perhaps play it for me.
I guess I could fumble through it.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.